Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July the 25th, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it's Ab 11, 57, 87. Now we're going to continue here in Zechariah and look at today's events in light of what this man wrote long, long time ago. Zechariah, his name means Eternal Originator Remembers. In Zechariah 1 and verse 1, he started with writing, "In the eighth month, in year two for holding good firmly," that's Darius, Eternal Originator's statement was to present her, that is, Yahweh's statement was to present her his witness son, getting around to naming his father's Originator favors son, Eternal Originator remembers, conveying. Eternal Originator remembers, of course, is Zechariah. It's the meaning of that singular word in the original human language. Verse 2, Eternal Originator was displeased with your prophets. Well, you know, he's never pleased with us because we're always doing what is contrary to him and rebelling. Verse 3, you must tell them. Not really a health-giving job, is it? You must tell them, groups, Eternal Originator, that is Sebot, Yahweh, conveys this, groups, Eternal Originator's communication. Same name there, just repeated. You must turn to me. Groups, Eternal Originator conveys, I will turn to you. Interesting, tete-a-tete. Here he is, talking to himself about us. We need to turn to him, and then his heart will bend, and he will help us get straightened out with our rebellion and our stubbornness. Verse 4, you must not be like your papas. Of course, they never stopped rebelling. To whom previous presenters proclaimed, groups, Eternal Originator conveys this, you must turn now from your evil ways and your evil actions. They did not listen. They did not heed me. Verse 5, where are your prophets? Well, dead for the most part. Will presenters live for everlasting? Not really. That is only from Supreme, because we totally surrender to him. And that's more than a lifelong process. It just begins before our life will end. Did not my statements, verse 6, and my directives, which I instructed my servants, the presenters, reach your prophets? Oh, you bet they did. They rebelled even further. They did not turn and say, as groups, Eternal Originator determines to accomplish with us according to our ways and actions, so he accomplishes with us. You ever notice? We always say, God bless America. Did it ever occur to us what a hideous blasphemous statement that is? He tells us what to do. We never tell him what to do, ever. So we all deserve death many times over. Verse 7, on day 24 for month 11, that month was called Rod. In year two for holding good firmly, that was Darius. eternal originative statement was to his witness son, originating favor's son, presenter, eternal originator remembers. That's Zechariah and his fathers. Conveying verse 8, I saw the night. I noticed a man rode a red horse. He stood among the myrtle trees that were in the shadow. Behind him were red, sorrel, and white horses. I said, my controller. You may be familiar with that word. It's misused by Jews as if it were Supreme's name. It is a descriptor. His name is Yahweh. And my controller is Adonai. What are these? An agent speaking with me said to me, I will show you what these are. Verse 10, the man who stood among the myrtle trees responded and said, these are those, that's the human-like person, those eternal originators sent to travel on the planet. These were his busy partners in the activities of his work. They've been this way for thousands of years, by the way. Verse 11, they told agent eternal originator standing among the myrtle trees, we traveled in the planet. You notice all the planet remains quiet. Boy, I don't know when they had this happen, but it must have been a while back, I guess. It's not very quiet right now. Hasn't been for, hundreds of years, really. Verse 12, agent eternal originator responded. Groups eternal originator. That is a different word now. That's Sevioth, Yahweh. The other one was Malak, Yahweh. Probably just another way of saying the same, speaking of Supreme. How long will you not love success legacy and towns of praise originator? Success legacy is the meaning of the word Jerusalem. And towns of praise originator, that is Judah. We mistakenly call that area over there Israel. It's the four nations of the kingdom of Judah, long separated from Israel to the north. The towns of praise originator whom you have denounced these 70 years. So this is getting right in the middle of a problem here that we have portrayed, sort of duplicated in the past and the present right now. So verse 13, agent eternal originator spoke with me, pleasant, comforting statements. You know, he's probably the only nice guy to talk to. Supreme is much more than decent. The best you can hope for among humans is that there's a decent one, but he is very compassionate. And of course, very wise and very loving. So, verse 13, agent, eternal originator spoke with me pleasant, comforting statements. 14, agent stating to me, conveyed, you must proclaim. Groups, eternal originator conveys this. I am zealous for success legacy. He's not going to let any of these people pound them in the sand, but he will, as he puts it in Exodus, kill every man, woman, and child of theirs. Don't ever hate that city or those people, ever. Really, it's better never to hate anybody or any city, ever. Hate is what makes you die. Supreme is allowed hatred. He does not. He is not angry or hating. But he does hate sin. We need to understand the difference between hating sin and hating sinners. He always loved and respected these men and women, and they loved and respected him right back. It's a contagious matter. I am zealous for success legacy and very zealous for bald, dry place. You know what bald, dry place is? That's Zion. That's his spiritual people. So he's zealous for his physical people and very zealous for his spiritual people. I think you need to let that soak in. That's hard for any of us to understand. I am as very upset with great zeal, displeased with secure ethnic groups. I am was a little upset. They helped with evil. Therefore, verse 16, Eternal Virginia conveys this. I turn to success legacy with compassion. Groups, Eternals, Originators, communication. My place will be built in it. Surveyor's line will be stretched out over success legacy. So there is no eternal city in Rome. But I won't say there is an eternal city. I think that's a phony word. Eternal is one, and that is supreme. He is all in all. He is eternal. He's never had a beginning. And he will continue to rule throughout eternity from start to finish. Well, there is no start and there is no finish, but you know my foolishness. All right, my place will be built in it. Surveyor's line will be stretched out over success legacy. Verse 17, Groups Eternal Originator conveys this. You must proclaim again. Job 2, my towns will again overflow with the best. Eternal Originator will again comfort bald, dry place. That's Zion. That represents the place of the spiritual people that Supreme is using, in addition to the physical people he's using, and still choose success legacy. Those are powerful beginning verses here in Zechariah. Verse 18, I lifted my eyes, looked, and noticed four horns. A horn, of course, is symbolic of government. I think you know that. Verse 19, I said to the agent speaking with me, what are these? And he said, these are the horns that dispersed praise originator, most powerful, prevailed, and success legacy. That's Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. So he used them. Eternal originator showed me four artisans. Now four artisans. I said, what are they coming to accomplish? He said, they are the horns that disperse praise originator, like the mouth of a man who lifted not up his head. These have come to terrorize them, to throw down the horns of the ethnic groups who lifted up a horn against praise originator's land to disperse it. Well, that continues, that concludes, I should say, the first chapter. We'll go through all the chapters in this, probably take us a couple weeks, especially if I can do it daily. But let's take a conclusion now at what I usually try to do is remark about our behavior. So we see very clearly from today's events that things are crumbling, things are tumbling. It's got to be replaced with a different empire. Our conclusion should be that we must flee idolatry, immorality, deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering, etc. We must be being renovated now or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.